The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
First of all, I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. If you're new to the to this broadcast, whether on Facebook Live, whether on YouTube, whether on Rumble or whatever platform you may be listening to, podcast, whatever the case may be, please let us know if you're able to under the comment section below, if you're new to the broadcast, first time joining us, and where you guys are joining us from. And again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And today we got a special update that we want to get you guys up to speed with. I'm going to be dealing with two fronts today. On our first half, we're going to be dealing with the latest on global shortages that are increasing, that are almost like birth pangs that are just getting more and more intense. And then on the second half of this, we're going to be dealing with China and the ongoing escalations there in Taiwan and their new threats that they're making towards America. So we've got a lot of, we've got some image illustrations, if you would, that we want to pull up here. So without further ado, let's get after this thing. As you can see, these headlines coming up here, industry headache, can't meet demand, reduced production, work stoppage, bottleneck, supply chain nightmare, factory shutdowns, semiconductor shortage. These are all headlines that has ravaged mainstream media, podcast networks, news outlets, and so on and so forth. The Atlantic just did a piece that we reported that the new normal has now arrived, which is 1 hour errands and a typical 10 minute grocery endeavor to go to get some basic needs and basic supplies have now turned into a multi-hour odyssey or adventure, because everywhere you go, and you guys have chimed in from emails to messages, under comment sections of Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, different platforms where we watch these updates. You guys have chimed in and told me about your own nightmares and your own scenarios that you're facing in your local grocery markets, your local retail areas, and where you guys are from. And everywhere you go, you see this out of stock, out of order. You're seeing these signs coming up, that these little stickers that are coming up saying, like the one that you're about to see come up here on your screen. This is from Whole Foods Market. Due to distribution issues, certain products are temporarily unavailable. We are working to replenish our supply as quickly as possible. Thank you for understanding. And this is what's happening everywhere we go. In fact, I can speak from my own experience that I had to go to multiple grocery stores just to get broccoli. I went to a Kroger here locally and where I'm at in Georgia. They had no broccoli in stock whatsoever. Then I went to a Publix and they had very few stocks of broccoli in stock. And I remember I spoke to an individual there in the store who was just a regular customer. And they said they had just come from a different grocery store for the same reason. And this is not just produce, guys, but it's on every level. We're seeing, when you go to, whether you're buying, Gatorade or produce, household items, you're going and you're seeing these shelves that are just completely wiped out. We're seeing the raids on paper towels and toilet paper again. Why? Because panic mode is set in. First of all, there is the distribution issues, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, and it's causing these shortages. But now it's produced panic. It's produced anxiety, and people are doing exactly what they did at the beginning of this pandemic, and they're rushing. They're coming to stores and they're hoarding paper towels and they're hoarding the toilet paper. And so, again, we're seeing this on all kinds of levels. We reported a headline this week that shoppers across the nation are seeing rising prices and less inventory in grocery stores, and it's not going to change anytime soon. So I don't know if you've noticed this, but the price of things that you used to buy, toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorants, and that's not even food. But then we get to produce and we get to these things like meat, and you're seeing astronomical prices. And again, that's just on a grocery chain level. We're going to get to some other headlines in here in just a second. In fact, I'm going to just read a couple things to you. Let me pull this off here, guys, so you can see me for a second. Consumer blogs have pointed WCCO to products like oatmeal. And what am I talking about, WCCO? We're talking about this. We're basically, to make a long story short, we're talking about inflation. Oatmeal packets of 10 cut to 8 for some varieties. So we're seeing the shrinkage of products. Tuna cans have now went from 7 ounces to 5 ounces. Family size cereals are slimming down from 19.3 ounces to 18.8 ounces. But even though they're slimming down, you're paying more. So you're paying more for less. And this is what's known as shrinkflation. This is a ridiculous term, but it's an actual term. According to Kim Sovel, a marketing professor at the University of St. Thomas, says companies have learned how consumers don't like to pay more. Quote, it's really a way to conceal higher prices. In other words, they're raising prices and you're thinking that you're getting more for the same quantity, but when you actually, if you pay attention, you're actually getting less for more. Quote, we check prices every time we shop, but we rarely check weight. The world economy continues to struggle with pandemic woes, and if you haven't noticed price hikes, Sovel expects it to be more pronounced soon. So again, guys, they're saying that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I want you to remember that phrase that I'm telling you right now. The tip of the iceberg is what we're seeing right now. In fact, I'm going to pull up this. Let's shift gears here. Let me pull up another article here. All right. Let me pull up this image here, because there's some headlines that I put up here that I want you to read and pay close attention to. Look at these headlines. Quote, a global energy crisis is coming and there's no quick fix. Quote, the global energy crisis is going to take the everything shortage to an entirely new level. Here's another headline. Quote, why India is on the brink of an unprecedented power crisis. And one report is now reporting that China's manufacturing industry is now reporting that it is showing signs of trouble. So guys, this is not just the United States. This is not just shortages of produce. This is not just shortage of retail, but they're saying that we're in the middle of and on the brink of a global energy crisis. Now you say, what does this mean? Here's what it means, guys. They're saying that we're now facing a rubber shortage. We're facing a coal shortage, a shortage of coal and the distribution of this. So now they're saying that the average consumer, let me see, let me pull up this article. An average consumer is going to be expected you guys who, when you look at your, be watchful, because when you get your electric bill, when you get your gas bill, you're going to start seeing an exponential rise of this on your bill. And everything is coming down the pike, guys. Look at this next article. This is from CBS Los Angeles. Let me pull this up real quick while you're looking at the screen, because I want to read this as well as we're looking at this. Look at this headline from CBS Los Angeles. An estimated 500,000, and this was reported last week, so it's probably larger than this, 500,000 containers are sitting on cargo ships off the Southern California coast, and many are wondering how to handle the backlog. Few are more frustrated about the backlog at the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach than truck drivers in the midst of chaos. They say that a trucker shortage is not the problem. Instead, the port needs to speed up wait times and have more dock help ready to offload. Quote, the people inside, they get paid by the hour, but not the drivers. Some are blaming outdated infrastructure, importers with nowhere to store the containers. Others are saying they don't have enough help. They don't have enough workers. But the point is, guys, all this is happening. The perfect storm is culminating. The perfect storm is happening right before our eyes. Let me give you another one here. Automakers are now facing what they're saying is an unprecedented shortage of parts, much worse than the industry ever imagined. I want to read a little bit of this right there on your screen. The global chip shortage will probably hit your everyday life. So for all you guys watching, all you guys listening, say, well, I'm not really looking for a new vehicle anytime soon, so this is not going to really affect me, or I'm not looking for a used car, so this is not going to affect me. By the way, speaking of used cars, I've had multiple phone conversations with individuals on all kinds of spectrums over the last week, from retail, manufacturing, auto. And guys, listen, did you know that in the used car industry right now, used cars are now going for 300 times the sticker price because of this situation right here? 300 times. So you go out here and you buy a typical used car that you would buy for $8,000. You're going to pay more than double for that. And it's all because of what's happening right here. So you may say, well, I'm not really worried about the auto industry because I'm not in line for a new car anytime soon or whatnot. But listen to this quote. There are semiconductors in everything from washing machines to cars and to smartphones. And there's nearly not enough of them. According to CNBC, the global chip shortage has begun. And according to one article, the recovery of this may not even happen until 2023. Automakers and car shoppers may not see any sort of relief until the second half of 2022 before supplies recover in 2023. Now, let me tell you how this is going to impact you. My family and I, where we still are, but we're planning on taking a trip next week. We're driving from Georgia to Ohio for my brother-in-law's wedding. He's getting married in Ohio, and we're taking a trip down there. Typically, we would fly out that far away because it's like about a 10 It's a 10-hour drive without kids. It's probably a 12 to 13-hour drive with kids. And everybody that has kids, come on, give me an amen right there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But nevertheless, it's a long drive, and that's something that we're going to have to do. And typically, we would fly, but with the air industry in complete chaos right now because you know what's going on with that, because of delays, because of cancellations, because of traffic, because of congestion, because of you've got airline industries being shut down, being halted, and different. You hear about this every week because of computer malfunctions, and the computer systems go down, and then you got this and that. So we don't even want to fly. So we're like, well, we'll just go rent a van because we don't want to put a lot of miles on our car. We don't want to put the wear and tear on the vehicle because we want to stretch our vehicles as long as we can, especially being that what I see on the forefront with this chip shortage, we definitely don't want to be going out and buying a new vehicle or a used vehicle because I don't feel like paying 300 times what I would typically pay. But listen to what we discovered. When my wife went to book a mid-size van, because we had four of us in our family, we have two kids, we have a 13-year-old and we have a 6-year-old, and we just wanted to be comfortable. So we thought, you know, we'll just rent a van. How much? You know, it couldn't be that much. It's going to be half the cost of it would to be to fly. Oh, no. You know what we discovered? It was going to be close to $1,000 just for 2 days. Just for 2 days, close to $1,000 to rent a mid-sized van. And when I, again, in conversation with other individuals, here's what I found. I said, my Lord, why in the world is it so expensive? And I found out that, here we go. You ready? There is a shortage of car rentals right now because of, quote, the pandemic. So because there's a shortage in vehicles on the lots to rent to people, this is why they're jacking up the prices. Not to mention, and that doesn't even include the price of fuel and gas. Has anybody noticed? I talked to an individual, 2 days ago, and he's from the state of Tennessee, and he said they're paying nearly $4 a gallon for unleaded. That's in the state of Tennessee. Here in the state of Georgia, where I'm at, it was $2.89 a gallon. The next day, I had to get gas. And I ended up, and it went from $2.89 to $3.09. So it shot up overnight, and it just keeps going up and up and up. Everything is going up. Okay, let me tell you what else is going on. I was told by multiple individuals who deal with directly or involved in retail manufacturing, and they have told me that, listen, if you're planning on buying anything for Christmas, whether it's electronics, whether it's clothing, whether it's toys, whatever the case may be, if you're planning on buying anything, it would be best if you ordered it now, if you purchased it now, or if you did your shopping now, because here's what they said. They said, even if you place your orders now, there is no guarantee that you're going to get your product this year, let alone by the spring of next year. Glenn Beck, many of you guys know who that is, many of you don't, and regardless, it don't really matter, but he's a very popular conservative radio host based out of Texas. But he was talking about, I heard him do a segment, and he was talking about how he ordered a stove top or a stove. He ordered this at the beginning of this year and was told he would have it by summer of this year. When he called to check up on it, they said no. And they said it'll be September. And then when he called and checked up on it last month, they said no. Now they're telling him, because of this very thing that we're talking about right now, they're saying that It may not even be until mid-year of next year. Next year, before he ever gets what he ordered this year. And this is across the board. If you go to try to find we went into an AT&T store and looked at some of these new phones that are coming out, the new iPhone that's coming out. And they said, you can't even purchase the phone in the store. You have to purchase it online, and you may not even get it until next year. Guys, again, this is across the board. This is happening all across the board right now. And I don't know where it's going to end. The scary part about this, guys, is what's coming in the winter? What's it going to look like for food? What's it going to look like for everyday supplies? That's going to be the question. So we need to be prepared for this. We need to know about what is going on and prepare ourselves accordingly. We've been talking about this. We've been warning about this and for months now, and we've seen this storm, and now this thing has come. The cloud is here. The rain is falling. The lightning is coming. We're in the midst of this storm. So what's it going to look like when we get into the dead of winter? And that doesn't even include what kind of winter we're going to have. You know, let's go back to the chip shortage. I was talking to a family member about this just last night on the phone, and they said, you know, everybody's focused on the auto aspect of this, but listen to me, guys, what happens if you're in an older home and you've got a fridge that's older, a stove that's older, you have some type of a HVAC component, whatever, and it goes out on you, and now you can't get the part that you need. You don't have any AC. You don't have a refrigerator. You don't have a stove. This is real stuff that's coming down the pike. And we want to get you updated on that. This is what we're talking about today. Now, in the midst of all this, we got other things going down the pike too. I want to shift gears and show you the second part and talk about the second part of this. Okay. Nearly over 100 warplanes has entered into Taiwan's airspace as fears of war intensify. Now, this has been going on for a while, but over the past week or two, things are really escalating. And I said, many of us have talked about this. I believe because of the change of the new administration that we have in, if our enemies smell and see and sense a weakness, they will absolutely capitalize on that weakness. And guys, I'm telling you, that is what's happening right now before our eyes. And listen to me, I want to give you up to date what's going on right now. China, it looks to be that China is preparing to take over Taiwan. Over 100 warplanes have entered Taiwan's airspace as of recent. Here's another headline I want to give you. I'm going to give you just a second as this comes up here. China and Taiwan, this is an actual headline we posted on here. China and Taiwan on the brink of Armageddon. Beijing says war may be triggered at any time. China has warned that the world stands on the brink of a major war over Taiwan as it continues to turn up the heat against Taiwan again and Western allies. The chilling warning comes in the wake again of an unprecedented insertion by Chinese fighter jets into Taiwan's airspace between Friday and Monday of last week. Pilots from the People's Liberation Army carried out 149 into Taiwan's air defense zone, creating a new record in the process. In an aggressive and belligerent editorial, the Communist Party-controlled Global Times accused Taiwan of engaging in, quote, strategic collusion with the U.S. and Japan. It claimed that the current situation was, quote, teetering on the edge of a face-off and threatened war may be triggered at any time. Now, so you had this headline, and then we learned just yesterday, we reported this, that a new report came out right in the midst of this, that U.S. Special Forces, quote, secretly deployed to Taiwan for at least the last 12 months of the last year. U.S. forces have secretly trained Taiwan forces for the past year. So we know now, according to this report, and by the way, when this was leaked to the press, guess who else found out about this? Of course, China did. Now, how did China respond to this? Well, let me give you the headline. Let's pull this up here. I'm going to show you the headline from China. And this will be our last headline today, guys, and we'll get you up to date with this. Listen to this. Quote, China fires back at reports of U.S. commandos in Taiwan. Look at this headline here in parentheses. Quote, see whether the PLA will launch a targeted airstrike to eliminate those U.S. invaders. This was according to the chief of the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda outlet, which threatened yesterday. I'm going to read this report. Leaders in China almost immediately expressed outrage Thursday at a new report indicating that U.S. has secretly stationed forces on Taiwan, an attempt to bolster the island's nation's defenses against the increasing likelihood of an attack from the mainland. So why are these U.S. forces there? Because they've already seen, they've already known, and they have prepared for an invasion of China to try to take over Taiwan. And now China has learned of this. According to the Wall Street Journal, this report was leaked. Asian outlets first reported last year the possible presence of Marines there, while just two dozen members, the U.S. should send 240 servicemen publicly in U.S. military uniform and make public where they are stationed. This was according to the editor-in-chief of China's English language Global Times. Now, as a result of this, China is directly threatening America, guys. China is making threats to America, saying that they could carry out airstrikes to eliminate, and I quote, eliminate U.S. invaders. Now, I saw I follow another source that's very credible, and there was a headline that came over today, and it said that China is demanding that U.S. forces get out of Taiwan immediately. So, guys, what are we talking about? We're talking about, again, let me close with this. Matthew, let's just read all this from Matthew 24, okay? I don't have this pulled up right in front of me, but I can just quote it to you. In Matthew 24, and of course, the other synoptic gospels, Luke and Mark, Luke 21, Mark 13, all these are different. Matthew's perspective, Mark's perspective, and Luke's perspective. When they asked Jesus, what would be the sign of your coming? What would be the sign of the end of the age? They all recorded in their writings that Jesus told them there would be wars and rumors of wars. Nation would rise against nation. Kingdom would rise against kingdom. He said that there would be on earth, there would be distress of nations with perplexity. All this is happening in conjunction with one another. So here we're seeing these wars and rumors of wars. nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And we're on the earth. We're seeing the earth, not just America, but we're seeing now globally, we're seeing distress, pressure, the intensification of anxiety, distress of nations with perplexity. That word perplexity is mass chaos, confusion, unrest. We're seeing distress of nations with perplexity. And this is happening all over the place as these global shortages intensify. Fingers are pointing. People are blaming politics. People are blaming the virus. People are blaming this and they're blaming that. So fingers are pointing here. Fingers are pointing there. Anger is brewing here. Frustrations are brewing over here. Protests are growing over here. Shortages are intensifying over there. So we're seeing this distress of nations with perplexity. All these things must come to pass, guys. And I want to leave you with Luke 21. 28, and then we're going to close this segment again. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, to look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. So it's of my opinion that the birth pangs of the Messiah mentioned in those three gospels that I just mentioned to you, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, the signs of the coming of the Lord are intensifying. They're increasing in magnitude and intensity. And we are alive for such a time as this, not to be fretful, not to be fearful. But he said, listen, he said, when you see all these things coming, look up and lift up your heads. For your redemption is surely drawing near. So this is what we need to do. We need to prepare accordingly. We need to prepare our households accordingly. But we need to begin to sound the alarm to others who are not ready, who are asleep. The enemy has cradled them to sleep with apathy, with confusion, with politics, with anger, frustration, division, discord, entertainment, all these things. The enemy has cradled them to sleep where they're lethargic, they're apathetic, they're not even aware of what's going on. Their eyes have been blinded by all these things. It's time for the church, the ecclesia, the watchman on the wall to rise up, sound the alarm, share these videos, share the gospel, and show them that the times that Jesus spoke of and warned about are upon us, and it's high time that we shake off. Come on, we shake off this web of deceit and complacency and frustration, anxiety, and worry and fear, and that we get back to the main thing, and that is that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. Guys, we want to give you how you can keep up with our ministry, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's going to be our main landing page. If you have not downloaded our free app, it's going to be right there on your screen. For you watching the video portion of this, listen, go to the App Store, go to the Android Store, download that free app. If you're listening to this and not watching this, just simply type in End Time Headlines in your Apple Play Store or your Google Play Store. You're going to see our official ETH logo. Download that app, push yes to push notifications, and then you will be notified of all of our headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our latest podcast. Whether you want to watch those or whether you want to listen to those, whatever your convenience is and whatever you would like to do. So that's why we want to get you with the app in your hands. Do not rely on Facebook. Don't rely on Twitter. Don't rely on these social media outlets. Get our app so that you can be directly plugged into our ministry and keep up with what we're doing. As always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual weekly source of information, revelation, transformation, it equips you and or all of the above. We want to give you the opportunity to be a partner of our ministry. And you could do that either electronically, or you can do that by check or money order. If you wish to give electronically, again, if you have the app, you can do it right there at the very bottom. When you scroll down to the bottom of the app, just click right there on the bottom where it says donate. It's going to take you to where you can do that electronically. If you don't have the app yet, just go to the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, and you can give electronically. If you wish to give old school, and that's through a check or money order, again, just make sure you make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Guys, let's pray real quick for this situation. We're going to pray a blessing over you, and then we're going to sign off for this Friday, and we'll be back on here next week to kick off. Next week, what have we got lined up for next week? We're going to talk about, here's what we got lined up for next week, or at least some of it. We're going to talk about a new announcement that was made this week by NASA, a crazy announcement, something that they're going to do to try to deter a killer asteroid. This is almost an unbelievable headline. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why that's significant. We're going to talk about, we've got some equipping messages lined up as well, and we've got some other prophetic viewpoints that we're going to discuss as well. So be looking for that next week. So until then, guys, let's pray real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for those that are watching and those that are listening today, either live or by the rebroadcast today. Lord, I ask that you'd bless every listener, bless every watch, one who is watching or listening today. And I pray that you would give them peace in their mind. Lord, that those that are anxious, those that are fretful, those that are worrying, those that are dealing with this right now in anxiety because of the things that are happening. Lord, you said that in this world we would have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for you've overcome the world. And we thank you, Father, that you're in control, you're on the throne, and everything is happening right on schedule. Nothing is happening outside of your will, outside of your sovereignty. So, Lord, we're not asking we're asking, Lord, that you would help us to be prepared accordingly, that you would give us peace, that you would give us practical wisdom, that you would help us to prepare practically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, that we may be prepared in the perilous times in which we're in. Show us how to prepare our household. Show us how to prepare our families, our marriages, our churches, and our communities for the trying days that are upon us and what's coming in the future. Lord, I thank you, Lord, first of all, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You said that you're our provider. I thank you that the psalmist said, I was young and now I'm old, and I've yet to see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg of bread. So I thank you, Father, for those who have a covenant with you. Lord, you will take care of your own. But Lord, I pray for those that may be watching this segment today or listen to the segment today, those that have never known the Lord or those that are away from God today, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit of God would go through this camera, through this microphone, and convict you where you're at and where you're listening from. If you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've never been born again, never been saved, I'm asking that as the Holy Spirit begins to convict you and lead you into repentance, I pray that you would repent of your sins where you're at, where you're listening today. Turn to the best of your ability. Turn from your sins. Turn from doing things your own way and put your faith and put your trust in the finished work of Christ and the finished work that he did and paid for you at the cross. And today, if you do that, my friend, if you confess with your mouth today that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he died and rose again from the grave, and you believe that in your heart and you ask him to come and save you and wash you of your sins, according to my gospel and according to the gospel of the Bible, you shall be saved and born again. And we welcome you to the family today. If you're backslid today, you're away from God today, come on, friend, come back to the fold, come back to the kingdom. Don't be Come on, don't play games. It's not the time to play games. It's time to come back to the fold in Jesus' name. And we pray for you today, and we pray that you make things right with him. So listen, guys, God bless you. Again, thank you for coming on here today and being a part of this segment. Don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform you listen. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, hit the notification. If you're on Rumble, make sure you share this. Make sure you subscribe to our Rumble channel if you've not done that yet, because there's times when we're going to do messages that won't be on YouTube, and they may not even be on Facebook, but they'll only be available on our app and available on Rumble. So if you've not yet subscribed to us, go under Pages, under our channels. I believe it's under Channels, under Rumble. Search for End Time Headlines, find us, subscribe to us, and there you'll find us. So until we see you guys next week, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, may his countenance shine upon you. God bless you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.